welcome and good afternoon. This is Bruce Cameron for another 2 hours of fine folk music. The program is Come All Ye. The radio station is 2MCE, your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales. And if you're listening somewhere other than the central west of New South Wales, good for you. You could be listening on www.radio.2mce.org. And there we are. We're everywhere. We'll follow you all over the place. Right, we'll get underway without further ado. This is a couple of tracks from a good album, not a new one, far from it, but a lovely one called Three-Way Street, Mick Maloney, Eugene O'Donnell and Seamus Egan. And sadly, the fiddler, Eugene O'Donnell, passed away a little earlier this year and I was reading, I didn't realise, but in his youth he was a very fine Irish traditional step dancer as well. I don't think he did that while he was playing fiddle, but you never know.
To work by the day, I hired with a Galbally farmer. I asked him how far on the road we might go, the night being dark and the north winds did blow. I was hungry and tired and my spirits were low, for I got neither whiskey nor cordial. This dirty old miser, he mounted his steed to the Galbally mountains, he posted with speed, and surely I thought that me poor heart would bleed to be trudging behind the town nadger. We came to his dwelling, I entered in first, it seemed like a kennel or a ruined old church. And says I to myself, I am left in the lurch in the house of old Darby O'Leary. I well recollect it was Michaelmas night, to a hearty good supper he did me invite. A cup of sour milk, it would physic a snipe, 'twould give you the trotting disorder. Those wet tail potatoes would poison the cats, and the barn where me bed was covered with rats. And as little I thought it would e'er be me lot to lie in that hole until morning. Said to me, I understood me bed in the barn, it was not very good, for the blankets were made at the time of the flood, the quilts and the sheets in proportion. 'Twas on the cell miser I looked with a frown, the straw was brought in for to make me shake down, and I wished that I'd never seen Galbally town, or the sky over Darby O'Leary. I've worked in Kilconnell, I've worked in Kilmore, I've worked in Nakaney and Shanbally Moor, in Pallas and Nicker and Salah and Moor, with decent respectable farmers. I've worked in Tipperary, the Rag and Rose Green, at the Mount of Kilfaithel and the Bridge of Aileen. But such woeful starvation I've never yet seen as I got from El Darby O'Leary.
They were a good trio, that lot. That album's nice. Three-Way Street. Mick Maloney, Seamus Egan and the late Eugene O'Donnell. Mick Maloney singing and playing guitar there. The Galbally Farmer. Some great lines in that. I well recollect it was Michaelmas night, to a hearty good supper he did me invite. A cup of sour milk, it would physic a snipe, 'twould give you the trotting disorder. Those wet old potatoes would poison the cats. The barn where my bed was covered with rats, etc., etc. Great. And before that, a set of polkas from Derry. But they're not sure what they were called. Just Eugene O'Donnell got the selection of polkas from a Derry musician and dancer, Patricia Mulholland, before Eugene O'Donnell moved across the ocean to Philadelphia in 1957. I think he stayed there for the rest of his life. I think. But he passed away a little earlier in 2019. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm very glad you are. A couple of tracks now from Scottish band Malinky. Malinky. A song, Pad the Road With Me, or Pad the Road With Me. This traditional, most of it's traditional, but the fellow you'll hear singing it, Steve Byrne from the band Malinky, he added some lyrics to it, padded it out a bit, so he's padding the road with extra lyrics. A simple lover's ditty, originally, and we'll follow that with set of tunes, I think. The Drunken Duck, The Ronan Boys, The Chattering Magpie, and The Famous Ballymote. This is Malinky. Thank you.
Says I, my dearest Molly, come let us fix the time. When ye and I will married be and wedlock us combine. When ye and I get married, lovely, happy we will be. For ye are the bonny lassie, let's depart the road we be.
A cold one thou's come along. Besides my aged parents, had not a girl but one. Besides my aged parents, had not a girl but me. So know the bonny lassie, let's depart the road with me.
Oh, never mind cold winter, love, the spring will follow on. Come sit ye down beside me and I'll sing you a nice song. I'll sing you a nice song while I diddle ye on my knee. For you're the bonny lassie that stick by the road with me.
All the other lads that I be had, they proved of cruel mind. They beat me and badges me and proved to be unkind. They beat me and badges me and guard me through the day. But there I get my love made out to bad the road away.
Never day your man. It's on my honest, fearless life I swear all day me hell. All busky, brow and fairer, so ye could bear the gree, as the bellow o' the country round to part the road we be. So she has done the hose and shoe to the cart they came, and one by long a morning that couple were made in. And when long in the morning her troubles were set free. For she's the bonny lassie that's to by the road with me.
She's the bonny lassie that's to by the road with me.
She's the bonny lassie that's to by the road with me.
Yes, that's the fine music of Malinky, Scottish band at that time. Steve Byrne, Mark Dunlop, Fiona Hunter, Mike Vass and Dave Wood. I'll tell you a little about those tunes. The Drunken Duck was composed by Lilius Kinsman Blake. And the Drunken Duck happens to be a pub in Cumbria. Yes. Got its name in an interesting way, I suppose. A particularly bad batch of beer turned up at that pub, and not sure what to do with the bad batch of beer, the owners of the pub poured it into the pond behind the pub, and soon it seemed that all the ducks had died. Not wanting to waste the ducks, they were duly collected and plucked, ready for consumption. However, the ducks soon sobered up and had to have woolly jumpers knitted until their feathers grew back. Think that's a true story? Oh, all right. The next tune was the Ronan Boys, a tune by the smashing Chicago fiddler Liz Carroll. This is their words. I think she's a good fiddle player. Smashing? I don't use that word very often. Liz Carroll, yes, and the band Malinky had the pleasure of sharing some workshops and a bit of a festival time in New York some years ago. The Chattering Magpie and the famous Ballymote, a couple of very fine and quite well-known Irish tunes finishing up that set. Now, you're listening to Come All Ye. It's here in Bathurst today, it's 25 past 12. So if you're listening live, that's the time. If you're listening on a podcast, probably isn't. Next track comes from Penny Davis and Roger Eilerts. They put together a bit of a retrospective. They've been recording and playing for 30 years. And this album contains 16 tracks of their collaborations. At one point, they lived in the vicinity of Balmain. They're now in Stanthorpe, I think. But they lived at Balmain and indeed wrote a song about Balmain. Did they? No, maybe they didn't. I think Jim Jarvis might have written this one. Anyway, it's about Balmain. They lived there. And so my mates Jim and Dallas live in Balmain. If they're listening, this one's for you.
If you wander down old Balmain Way, just where it doesn't matter, to Cove Street or to White Horse Peak, where the seagulls wheel and scatter,
where the wind it blows so hard you firmly grip the railing of a birch grove key by a harbour sea, where the Sydney boats go sailing.
Streets of houses huddle like old folk reminiscing of bygone days when splendid skirts bedecked the timber railing, when the harbour was filled with flowing sheets of the square riggers a-sailing, and salty brine ran in the boots of the longshoremen a-wailing.
Where the wind it blows so hard you firmly grip the railing of a birch grove quay by a harbour sea, where the Sydney boats go sailing.
Seasons, houses shed painted flakes, timbers crack for similar reasons. The eyes of the old ones look out on this ever-changing vista, cringe at the sound of the wrecker band and the concrete mushroom festers.
Where the wind it blows so hard you firmly grip the of a birch grove quay by a harbour sea, where the Sydney boats go sailing.
discerning eye discovers the charms of yesterday. A loving hand recovers what we hope is here to stay. If you wander down old Balmain Way, just where it doesn't matter, to Cove Street or to White Horse Peak, where the seagulls wheel and scatter.
Where the wind, it blows so hard, you firmly grip the railing of a birch grove key by a harbour sea, where the Sydney boats go sailing. So hard, you firmly grip the railing of a birch grove key by a harbour sea, where the Sydney boats go sailing. Goodness,
I didn't realise Balmain had such questionable characters around there. Anyway, Benny Davis and Roger Islett. The song, yes, I think not from their pens, but from Jim Jarvis, whom I remember from folk and blues concerts and clubs way back, early 1970s, late 60s even. My fact checker has contacted me, Roger Hargraves, whose program you'll hear at 7 p.m. every Sunday evening. He rang me to ask whether I knew the derivation of the word smashing. I'd referred to smashing, I quoted sleeve notes from Malinky. And he told me, I won't say reminded me, he told me that to describe something as smashing comes from the Gaelic. Possibly Gaelic, possibly Gaelic. I don't know whether it's English, Scottish or Irish originally. Anyway, smashin, which means that is good. Apostrophe S, another word M-A-T-H, another word S-I-N. Smashin, that is good. Thank you, Roger. We'd better check his program this evening at 7 o'clock. You'll enjoy it. Listen to it. Do you a power of good. Next track comes from Deirdre Granville. Deirdre Granville is a multi-instrumentalist and singer originally from Dingle, the lovely little town of Dingle in County Kerry. And from her album Imram, which means voyaging, I'm going to take a track. Now I can't remember what I lined up. Oh, yes, that's right, a couple of jigs from Canon James Goodman's Tunes of the Munster Pipers. So bearing in mind that it's from Canon Goodman's Tunes, does beg the question, why is the first one called The Black Stripper? Don't know. The Black Stripper and Flora MacDonald. This is the very talented Deirdre Granville. Thank you. sweet. And I think she played all, everything, well, everything, the harp and the flute on that track. Deirdre Granville with, yes, questionably titled tune, The Black Stripper, and Flora MacDonald. Now, to introduce you to the featured album, I hold the CD cover up to the microphone. There you are. Look at that. It's called Murmurs. Murmurs. It features music from Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting and Nancy Kerr, three well-known musicians, very successful musicians from the country of England, or the regional area of England. And this was recorded back in 2015, an album called Murmurs. We'll hear two tracks to start with. You should be familiar with all three of those people, I should point out. They crop up on this program quite often. Andy Cutting plays accordion. Nancy Kerr plays fiddle and viola and sings. Martin Simpson plays guitar and banjo, and he also sings. It's on the Topic label. And the song we will hear to start with is a Martin Simpson composition. It's called Dark, Swift and Bright Swallow. And then a traditional tune called the Richmond Cotillion.
Sun on Slapton Lee, between the lagoon and the haunted sea, I was thinking of war and cruelty. When spring's first swallow split the sky, and I was lifted above all care as the swallow swung through the salted air. Come from savannah and desert and sea to mark another year from me. A sailor's tattoo like a prayer on my arm to bring me home and safe from harm. Though rocks may melt and seas may burn, dark, swift and bright swallow shall always return. Bright swallow, sweet spirit of stockyard and barn, you lighten our days with all of your charm. Bring hope to the sailor upon the wide sea, and mark another year for me. Scythe and scream through the city dusk, late to come and first to leave, but come they do and leave they must. Hot August nights their absence grieve, how we miss their impudent glee. This devil's bitch, this mystery, this sprite that sleeps upon the breeze and flies and feeds behind the storm. April's sun on Slapton Lee, between the lagoon and the haunted sea, I was thinking of war and cruelty. When spring's first swallow split the sky, and I was lifted above all care as the swallow swung through the salted air. Come from savannah and desert and sea to mark another year for me. And for you, my love, and eternity.
Two tracks from the featured album on Come All Ye this afternoon. The album is called Murmurs. It comes to us from Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting and Nancy Kerr. We were listening there to the Richmond Cotillion, which is a nice dance tune. You might even describe it as smashing, if you want to keep using that word, or smashing. Before that, a song from Martin Simpson, Dark, Swift and Bright Swallow. 2015 album, Murmurs. Featured album on the program today. You're listening to 2MCE, your community FM station in the Central West. Next track comes to us from the late Jim McQuarrie, who was a folk, I hesitate to say entrepreneur, but he was a promoter, he was a festival assistant and concert goer and supporter of folk music in this country and in his native Canada. Jim's tastes were quite eclectic. He composed some good songs, sang many good songs, and chose from interesting sources. This next one was written by Jerry Garcia and Robert Hunter from the Grateful Dead, Black Muddy River. From Jim McQuarrie. Except that's not it, because I lined up the wrong one, didn't I? But But I can fix that. I have the technology. In fact, if you count to 10, you'll get the right track, because track 10. Here we go.
When the last rose of summer pricks my finger, and the hot sun chills me to the bone, when I can hear the song for the singer, and I can tell my pillow from a stone, I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song of my own. I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song of my own. When the last bolt of sunshine hits that mountain, and the stars start to splatter in the sky, when the moon splits the southwest horizon to the scream of an eagle on the fly, I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song of my own. I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song. If you got another side, roll muddy river, roll muddy river, roll muddy river, roll. And when it seems like the night will last forever, and there's nothing left to do, count the years, and the strings of my heart begin to sever, and stones fall from my eyes instead of tears. I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song. I will walk alone by the black muddy river. Sing me a song of my own. Listen to the ripples as they moan.
He didn't sing very much, the late Jim McQuarrie, at least not in concerts and festivals and things, but he did have a fine voice. A nice bloke once you got to know him. He was in that sort of gruff, late middle age mode when he was perhaps best known in Australia, and didn't necessarily suffer fools gladly. I thought he was a very nice bloke. Got on well with him. Jim McQuarrie. Now, I better play one for Roger, because he likes Scottish music and Irish music. This is a set of tunes suitable for a quite vigorous dance called the Cumberland Square Eight. We'll hear the following tunes: Willie Coleman's, Stan Chapman's, Thunderhead, and The Orphan. In order, composed by Willie Coleman, Jerry Holland, Gray Larson, and Phil Cunningham. The group answers to the name of the sensational Jimmy Shandrix Experience. And it's built around someone who probably would have suited the role of Eccles in the Goon Show movie, had there ever been one. Sandy Breacon from Edinburgh. Quite mad, but a very good accordion player and record executive as well, record company executive. His sleeve notes include this about this particular dance, the Cumberland Square Eight. This dance is great fun. I call it the human helicopter, but it's the one that's resulted in most ambulance visits to Cayleys I've ever played at. One of the formations in the dance, gentlemen put their arms around, a set of four people, two couples. The gentlemen put their arms around the waists of the two ladies either side of them. The ladies put their arms over the shoulders of the two men next to them. So they're in a circle formation. And then you spin. And if you do it properly or successfully, the ladies lift the feet of the ladies and lift it off the ground. Hence the human helicopter.
Thank you.
me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Heal my unbelief, kneeling there in deep contrition, find my sweet relief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. While on others thou art calling, do
And that is one of my all-time favourite American singing groups called Marley's Ghost. On almost all, I think maybe on all their albums, they have at least one song composed by Bob Marley. That was not it. That was a traditional song called Pass Me Not. Pass Me Not. But good voices. They were a lovely group. I don't know whether they're still extant. I haven't heard from them for years. But, gosh, it was good. Good music. Lovely harmonies, which always grabs me. You're listening to Come All Ye. If this grabs you, then I'm pleased. The time coming up to almost 3 minutes past one. Another couple of tracks, I think, from the featured album, which is called Murmurs. Music from English musicians Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting and Nancy Kerr. A set of tunes, Gather the Owls and Train on the Island. Train on the Island's an old American tune, I do believe. The other one composed by Emily Askew, Hannah James and Rachel Newton. And then another song from Martin Simpson called Toy Soldiers.
Thank you.
straight and true, and brought for sport these jeweled birds like scattered beads along the verge, all smashed by cars. Inside the wood, the jay she flies, shy forester of worth, and carries acorns far and wide to bury in the earth. Dusty pink and grey and white, blue spangled livery, the keeper blasts her from the air and nails her to a tree. Gibbeters a cruel shore, gamekeeper's cavalry, eyeless sockets, grinning corpses rotting needlessly, stoat and weasel, crow and buzzard hanging in the air, judge condemned and murdered for the crime of being there. Romans built this road I'm on, straight and true, and brought for sport these jeweled birds like scattered beads along the verge, or smashed by cars. The corn grows high, rank nettles choke the earth, rusting wire, splintered cages mark the place of birth of 30 million toy soldiers raised just to die, bred to be broken the moment they fly. I dreamed I saw them pushed in their thousands, bloody the river as she flows by. This road I'm on, straight and true, and brought for sport these jeweled birds like scattered beads along the verge, or smashed by cars.
Voice of Martin Simpson and his composition Toy Soldiers. Not exactly a an uplifting image, but quite emotive. And before that, Gather the Owls and Train on the Island. From the featured album, Murmurs, Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting and Nancy Kerr. Very good they are too.
The Mitre-Sutter Lambert Street roundabout is being built in response to community concerns and feedback about safety issues at the intersection. If you want to keep up to date with the project, join our mailing list by visiting the Mitre-Sutter Lambert Street roundabout project page on Your Say Bathurst.
Bathurst Regional Council, sponsors of 2MCE.
Remember that holiday? Let the story live on in your home forever. Have your memories printed and framed at Dean Mobb's Gallery, Keppel Street, where anything is possible.
Another proud 2MCE sponsor.
drink a toast, or a proper roast, or a bale of all the cases. To steal your wife, to take your life, a 10 or 15 paces. To keep game cocks, or to hunt the fox, or to drink and punch the Solway. With dead skill your, but fun far more, oh, that's the man for Galway. With dead skill your, but fun far more, oh, that's the man for Galway. Well, the king avowed was mighty proud, so were once the Caesars. But old Giles here, he'd make him stare if he had him with the Galway Blazers. To the divil I fling, I'll run, Jeet Singh. He was only a prince in a small way. He knew nothing at all about a 6-foot wall. He'd never do for Galway. He knew nothing at all about a 6-foot wall. He'd never do for Galway. Say the Blakes, they're no great shakes, they're all as blood relations. And the bod can sneeze at the grim Chinese, for they come from the Phoenicians. Let's fill to the brim, and here's to him who would drink and punch the Solway. With dead skill your, but fun far more, that's the man from Galway. With dead skill your, but fun far more, that's the man from Galway.
Voice of Sean Tyrrell and The Man for Galway. That started life as a poem by Charles Lever, who was quite popular as a raconteur and novelist and poet in Ireland in the, I guess, the first half of the 19th century. The Man for Galway. The music was put to it by Sean Tyrrell, who read that it was originally a song but had gone into the poetry tradition, but he didn't know what the tune was that Charles Lever used. So he wrote another one, which is fair enough. If you can do that and get away with it, Sean Tyrrell can, because he's very clever. An interesting collaboration next. This is the formidable combination of Norman and Nancy Blake, Boys of the Loch, and James Bryan and Rachel Bryan. They came together to record an album called Rising Fawn Gathering some time ago. Not only that lot, but they had a few other pals in there as well for this track. Brendan Begley came along to play accordion, and obviously, as is his wont, he probably told a few stories as well. And who else is there? Kevin Henderson played fiddle. Malcolm Stitt, guitar. Dave Richardson on mandolin. Oh, look, they're all there. James Bryan, wonderful fiddle player. This is Joe Baines and the Gypsy Princess. And these two tunes were introduced to the group by Brendan Begley, who's playing accordion.
Thank you. It's a long, long time, and a very long time, a long time ago. He talked to animals of every kind.
Jimmy Way, hey, hey, yo.
The great big stag and his heather behind, a long time ago. The cat bit the rat with a howl and a yowl.
Jimmy Way, hey, hey, yo.
The bull and the cow, they started to row. A long time ago. It's a long
Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party. That's the name of her band, the Hurricane Party. A shanty, long time ago, the name of the shanty. Do you want to know who's in that band? Are you sure? Well, okay, if you insist. Don't have to look all these. Look, go and look it up yourself. I don't want to. Yeah, long time. Come to this, folks. It's come to this. Long time ago from Old Adam. That's the name of the album. It's a good one too. Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party. Before that, Joe Baines and the Gypsy Princess. Two very good tunes. Norman and Nancy Blake, Boys of the Loch, and James and Rachel Bryan making up the Rising Fawn Gathering. Lovely. All right, where are we? 26 minutes past one. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Bruce Cameron with you through until 2 o'clock, then country music at 2 o'clock, 3 hours of the stuff, right through till 5 o'clock. But we're off to Asturias right now.
Thank you. anda diciendo tu madre que en un rondello a tu puerta, porque un mozo en sin labranza y es como un mol en simuela. Los molinos no son cases porque tan pelos regueros, son cuartinos retirados para dir los mozos solteros. Carretera baixo va, molinero y el que canta, que col polvo la farina suavina tiene la garganta. Nos entendemos, compañera del alma, arriba y vamos a coger la verbena de entre los ramos. En un molin maquilero que en un tiempo era, ya veo la mi amante, la molinera. Anda, niña, componte, vamos al baile, que si no te compones llegamos tarde. Dicen que está llorando la molinera porque los dos amores van pa' la guerra. Ni pa' abril, ni pa' mayo, ni pa' septiembre, bien pa' el mes de la hierba, mi amante aveme. Y en palmes de la hierba el mi amante aveme.
That was Dolfo Fernandez singing with Borja Barragano playing flute and Ruben Bada playing guitar. They are in a trio called DRD. The name of the song was Iscornelu. They come from Asturias. And I think, I don't know whether my fact checker will know more about this, but I think the name DRD was chosen when the third member of the band who was replaced by Borja Barragano was Diego Pangua. So that was Diego, Ruben and Dolfo, DRD. I could be wrong, frequently am, but that's my theory and I'm sticking to it. 2008 album, DRD, self-titled. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, back to the featured album. Look, here I... piece of music composed by Andy Cutting, the accordion player in this group. There's another trio, Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting and Nancy Kerr. Featured album, Murmurs. This is called 7 Years, but it doesn't last that long. It's only 4.5 minutes.
Thank you. Come all you boys from Paddy's land that are inclined to roam, to reap the English harvest so far away from home. Be sure you're well provided with the comrades brave and true, for you'll have to fight both day and night with John Bull and his crew. When we left home for Dublin, boys, the weather was dry and clear, and when we got upon the deck, we gave a long, loud cheer. Goodbye, goodbye to Paddy's land, 'tis the land we do adore. May heaven smile on every child that loves the Shamrock Shore. We sailed away from George's Cay and ne'er received a shock, until we landed safe on shore one side of the Clarence Dock, where numbers of our Irishmen, they did meet us in the town, and fog a ballock clear the way was the word that went around. Then away we went with one consent to drink strong ale and wine, and each man drank his favourite toast to the girl he left behind. We drank and sang till the taverns rang, dispraising Erin's foes, or any man that hates the land where Patrick's shamrock grows. Next morning, by the break of day, as you shall quickly hear, 100 strong we tramped along without a dread or fear. Each man he had a blackthorn stick he brought from Paddy's land, and a hook that gleamed like polished steel or silver in his hand. We tramped away for 3 long days, high wages far to find, and on the following evening we came to the railway line. The English navvies looked to us, and loudly they did rail. They cursed and damned brave Paddy's land and the sons of Granuaile. Then up spoke Barney Riley, and he says, "What do you mean? Are we not men as well as you, and hate the coward's name? So clear our way without delay, or it some of you will fall, for here stands the sons of Irishmen who never feared a ball." The English navvies they cursed and swore they would kill us every one. They made us think of 98, Ballinamuck and Slievenamon. Our country and ourselves they cursed, saying to hell they would ascend, which made our gallant Leitrim boys to seek for just revenge. Then up steps Barney Riley, and he knocked the ganger down. Their bricks and stones like hail and showers began to fall all round. We fought from 4:30 until the sun was going to set, when Riley says, "Brave Irish boys, I fear we might be bet." Then now the gallant Irish men renewed the fight once more. They assailed their foes on every side, more desperate than before. We will let them know before we go that we'd rather fight than fly, for they'll know before we run away we will fight until we die. So we sallied back with Barney and encompassed them all round. Like Samson with the Philistines, we laid them on the ground. We fought our way upon that day. We never did give o'er, and proved ourselves true Irishmen from Erin's Shamrock Shore. When the fight commenced the second time, it's then we saw some fun. When our sides and hooks we flourished, the English navvies they did run. The cowardly clan away they ran, their heads and arms were sore. They'll remember Barney Riley and the boys from Balnamore. So here's long life to Barney Riley, McCormack and McCabe, likewise to brave McGovern, who never was afraid, and to every man from Paddy's land who fought upon that day, and made those English navvies like winter snow to melt away.
The boys of Balnamore. That's the voice of Frank Hart. Interesting album recorded by Frank Hart with Donald Luddy. It's called There's Gangs of Them Digging, Songs of Irish Labour. That one, they weren't digging, they were harvesting. Before the age of the mechanical reaper and binder, lots of labourers were required to harvest the crops in Britain. So there was an influx of harvesters from Ireland every year. They were quite happy to go over there because they'd get paid for it. And there was a cheap steamboat service across the water. So there were as many as 25,000 each year, just for the harvest. But they weren't necessarily well received by the local labourers in Britain, so there were a few issues, and we heard about it there. Frank Hart. You're listening to Come All Ye. We'll hear from an interesting group called Fat Dog. Part of them were in a jazz trio called Futting Forket, and part of them, some of them were in a folk trio called Doggerland. Fat in Folket, Doggerland, Fat Dog. Very clever, isn't it?
Thank you. wake us from slumber, ring out mournful dirges, ringing tales of wonder.
Raise your tents, raise your voices, sing the old songs new.
Here's the church, here's the steeple, open up the doors and wake the sleeping people.
Ding dong bells, ring your changes, ring the old world day.
Ring the Changes, the man with the voice and the pen at that time, he wrote that, was Richard Burgess. So Fat Dog has members from Sweden, Norway and England. And it's a good album, New Found Land, three words. Fat Dog is one word. So about half the material on the album is songs with Richard Burgess singing in Norwegian or French or English. Been living in Norway, I think, for quite a while. Interesting stuff. Pan-European. Now, Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling wrote a lot of stuff, including some poems for children, quite a lot of poems for children. And the late Peter Bellamy put a lot of this stuff, a lot of Kipling poetry, to music and recorded it on an album called Oak, Ash and Thorn and another one called Merlin's Isle of Grammary. Grammary? Something like that. They've never come out on CD, I believe, but an album called Oak, Ash, Thorn has come out on CD, not featuring Peter Bellamy because he's not with us anymore, featuring a lot of his settings of these poems. This is a singer named Olivia Cheney. We've heard her before on the album, on the program, with one of the poems that were set to music by Peter Bellamy. This is The Brooklyn Road.
I was very well pleased with what I knowed, and I reckoned myself no fool, till I met with a maid on the Brooklyn Road who turned me back to school, singing low down, with a little green lantern shine. Oh, maid, so you've done with the all but one, and she can never be mine. Was right in the midst of a hot June night with thunder dancing round, I spied a face by the fairy light that beats from off the ground. She only smiled and she never spoke, she smiled and went away. And when she'd gone my heart was broken, my wits was clean astray. Oh, stop your ringing and let be our Brooklyn bells. You'll ring all good men out of the sea before I wed one else. Oh, good men's farm is rank sea sand and was this thousand year. And it shall turn to rich ploughland before I change my dear. And old Fairfield Church is water bound from autumn to the spring. And it shall turn warm rain. Oh, leave me look where my singing low down, low down, singing low down.
The Reverend Gary Davis, recorded at Goethe's Folk City, which was in Greenwich Village in New York, 1962. Yeah, soon my work will all be done. Well, that's good. Thank you for your company today. That's about it from me. We'll go out with a fabulous tune that I won't talk over any longer than absolutely necessary. It's called The Lads of Anak, and it comes to us from the featured album. This is Murmurs. Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting, and Nancy Kerr. See you next week.